It seems a strange place to discuss business.
Well, that's the way we do it here in the States.
I didn't know that. And I've been here 20 years.
More friendly this way.
Now, are you sure your friend will marry my niece?
You're going to give him the $2,000, aren't you?
Yes.
He'll do it. Remember, $400 of that is mine for a finder's fee.
I remember. Now, they will stay married about a year.
Oh, sure. He's got nothing else to do.
Until she gets her green card.
Say, what is that green card anyway?
It's a little card that allows a person to stay in this country and to work. It's all bureaucratic foolishness. The card is not even green.
You beat that. Bill, a couple more. Make that 3 beers. Hey. Vince, sit down here.
Claude, how goes it?
Couldn't be better. This here's Mr. Costa, a man who wants something done.
And your friend tells me you're the man to do it.
Yeah? What is it?
What we got here is a chance of a lifetime.
Yeah. Great deal, huh? That good?
Mm.
And it's big money?
Ah.
You're making it sound wonderful.
Well, there's nothing to it. You not only make a good hunk of change, but you get to do a nice little senorita from Portugal a good turn.
I will appreciate this very much. And so will Zenaida.
Who?
Zenaida. My niece, the one you will marry.
Oh, no. I've been married.
Now, just relax. No. Just relax. You don't have to live with her. There's no hanky-panky.
And after she gets a green card, you never see her again.
Green card? What is that?
Don't you know anything?
Well, I know it sounds fishy. Is it against the law?
Technically, yes. But how can one be caught?
Now, wait a minute. No.
It's foolproof. Sit down here and drink your beer.
No, I don't know, Claude. I don't...
You'll be making $1,600, pal.
Vint, I've been thinking, why don't you and me go for a nice ride on Saturday out to the cemetery and visit your daddy?
I can't, Mama. There's a big sale on video games.
Well, that does sound a lot more important than paying your respects to your father and giving these two kids a few peaceful moments to visit with their granddaddy.
Hey, that's okay. I can hack not going.
What else do you have to do?
Mess around.
Mess around? What is that?
Means, hang out.
Oh.
Which, was what I'm planning to do on Saturday, so I can't go either.
Fran?
Oh, well, Thelma, I would just love to drive you out there, but Charlie and I have a date to go to the Arboretum.
You and Aunt Charlie Hagenbush have been hanging out in that flower garden for 15 years now. And the thrill kind of worn off.
They're always different blooms, Thelma. And it is right next to the aquarium and the alligator pond. And
boy,
the
he sure doesn't believe in giving you the rush act, does he?
The rush act of what? Just to what blessed event is it you feel Charlie and I should be rushing in order to make our relationship more complete?
Well, listen, if you are happy with flower gardens and museums, so be it. You sure don't seem to do much of anything else.
Your constant poking and prying into my friendship with Charlie is just starting to get on my nerves, Thelma. Why don't you hire a detective to follow us around if you're so curious?
Well, I wonder who that could be. Either one of you kids expecting anybody?
Not me.
Well, Fran, that wouldn't be Charlie, would it?
No, Charlie would never drop by without calling first. He'd rather eat a bug.
Well, I wonder who on earth that could be.
I know one way to find out.
Well, now, Buzz, you be careful. Don't you be just letting anybody in here.
Well, no, it's a little early for a mugger, Grandma.
Well, they don't pay any attention to that anymore. They're on a job from 8 in the morning.
Is this the residence of Vinton Harper?
Who is it?
Someone here to see Dad. Come on in.
Ah, hello.
Mr. Costa, I wasn't expecting you.
Oh, I hope I have not come at an inconvenient time.
Oh, no, of course not.
I had no idea so many people lived in your house.
Yeah, well, I share it with my family.
Oh, this is my niece, Zenaida.
Ah, very pleased to meet you.
Quite the pleasure.
Mr. Harper, I had to speak to you. It's very important.
Then I don't suppose you would like to let us know who these people are.
Oh, of course. Where are my manners? Mama, this is Mr. Costa and his niece, Zaneta.
Well, that clears that up.
Zaneta's come here all the way from Portugal. They're friends of mine from the Bigger Jigger. I told them just stop by any time, and by golly, they did.
Apparently.
This is my mama.
Pleasure.
And my Aunt Fran.
Yes, sir.
And these are my two children.
Children?
From an ex-marriage.
Ah, pleasure. Something has come up. Can we see a little of the house?
Yeah, of course. But why don't we talk first? Just us. Sit down over here. Make yourselves comfortable. Mama, Aunt Fran, Mr. Costa and I got some business to discuss. Okay if we use the living room?
Well, I suppose so. We can all go out in the backyard.
Mama, I'm sure that we can all finish our dessert out in the kitchen. Come along, children. Shoo, shoo, shoo. Thelma.
Mr. Costa, I had no idea you'd be coming to the house.
Some friends just told me immigration is cracking down. We must erase all suspicion.
Well, what does that mean?
Well, you see, after the marriage, Zaneta must stay at her husband's house for a few days, in case they check.
She has to stay here? Well, what are they going to do, follow us around and look through the keyhole?
Yo dice si la persona van a estar mirando por agujero.
Qué gracia.
They could show up at any time.
Yeah, I don't know, this kind of changes everything.
If it is awkward, perhaps you should recommend someone else.
No, I'll do it.
Are you sure these people won't object?
No, of course not. Anyway, I'd do as I please.
Okay. Now, you understand, Zaneta will need to have her own bedroom.
Bedroom? Well, no. Well, she can sleep right here on the couch.
Oh, minha menina, senhor disse se você quer dormir no sofá.
Oh, onde fica a cozinha?
Ali.
Ah, bom. Ciao.
Ciao.
Where's she going?
Ah, she loves to cook. It's her great joy. She wants to see your kitchen.
Oh. Now, Mr. Costa, are you sure she actually has to stay here?
Were you looking for something? Well, now, don't touch things in there. I like everything just the way that is. What, is she from the Board of Health or something? Oh, Fran, how can we stop her?
Hey, I know a little bit of Spanish. Zaneta. Mi casa es su casa.
Muito obrigada.
What'd you tell her?
Told her my house is your house.
Well, good Lord, don't you forget. Zaneta. Sit.
Thelma, she's a Portuguese, not a Pekingese.
Zaneta, sit. Zaneta, I got this for Christmas last year.
Thelma, what in the world are you doing?
I'm trying to keep the woman out of my cupboards. Now look here, Zaneta. Apples. Watch this. Chop. Beat. Sauce. Well, I shot my wad.
I'm bored out of my skull.
The only other Spanish I know is my cat has a cold and the sheep are going over the bridge.
Well, what on earth?
What is it, Phil?
Well, that man was patting my sofa. You don't suppose Vince's trying to sell my furniture, do you?
Oh, of course not. He's looked in the drawers. Now he's checking out the closet.
A stranger in my closet? Oh. I'm going to go out there and get to the bottom of this. You come with me, you.
Well, Mama, did you have a nice visit?
Yes, Vint, it was an experience to treasure. Now, would you mind telling me what these people are doing, sticking their noses into every corner of my house?
You mean you haven't told her?
Now, everything's going to be just all right. Good night, Mr. Costa. Zenaida. Now, don't worry. Don't worry about a thing. Everything's going to be just fine.
You crazy Americans. Good night. Good night.
I'm going to go lie down now.
Harper, you tell me what is going on.
Well, now, there's nothing to get alarmed about, Mama. Zenaida's going to be staying with us for a few days.
Why, have you got a squirrel loose? We don't even know that girl.
Well, we'll get to know her. It's about time you had some new friends. Now, look, I'm sorry to spring this on you all of a sudden, but I didn't get a chance to tell you about it before.
Well, you could have told us at dinner when I asked you what's new. Now, you go get that man and you tell him to find his niece a room somewhere else. I am not running a Howard Johnson's motel.
No, Mama, she's got to stay here.
Why?
Because we're getting married.
Miss Harper.
What, Naomi? Don't be creeping up on people like that.
I'm not creeping up on anybody. I'm just standing in my own backyard. I presume I have that right.
Well, what is it?
You promised me that your son Vint was going to prune that tree. It's dripping squishy berries all over my car.
Well, he's got other things on his mind. He's getting married.
Married? Well, who on earth is he gonna marry?
Some alien.
You mean he's gonna marry one of them little ETs?
Good Lord, Naomi. No, he's marrying some foreigner so she can get some sort of a card, some kind of a business deal. You ever heard of such a thing?
Honey, I'm a supermarket checker. I've heard almost everything. I must say I'm surprised.
I've argued with Vinton until I'm blue in the face.
Listen, Miss Harper. Now, Vinton and this girl, they don't intend to, there's not going to be any,
Well, he says no.
And they could get into an awful lot of trouble. I've heard all about this on 60 Minutes. Now, they say that you have to prove that you acted like a married couple. Otherwise, they call it fraudulent marriage.
Really?
You bet. See, the government wants to make sure that if people are going to get married, they go through with it all the way.
Well, how in the world could they check on a thing like that?
Beats me.
Well, I thought President Reagan was trying to stay out of everybody's business. Sounds like he's pushing people into fooling around.
Except they wouldn't be fooling around if they were married.
Well, they would be if they didn't even know each other. Benton's getting way over his head here, and he keeps telling me how safe this is.
Maybe he knows more about it than Mike Wallace.
Good Lord.
You mean to tell me that Dad's getting married doesn't bother you at all?
I haven't even thought about it.
What bothers me is that he wasn't even going to tell us. Hey, suppose he's married to somebody else that we don't know about? The bridegroom coming.
Yes? Huh? How do I look?
Fine. Sure you're really going to go through with this?
Yes, this afternoon. I am doing what I'm doing, Buzz, to give a poor little foreign girl a chance at the good life just like the rest of us.
Oh. Well, if that's your reason, then why don't you do it for nothing?
Oh, you don't understand these things. This is the free enterprise system. It's beyond you.
Oh. Dad, I was thinking, what do I call her, Zenaida or Mom?
I'll get it. You kids go on to school. Coming!
Hi there, old buddy. Everything okay with your mama?
Well, yeah, but what are you doing here?
Big day has arrived.
What? What's that?
Zenaida didn't like the idea of sleeping on the couch, and I got a good deal on this bed, so I decided to haul it right on over.
Oh, no.
We came over to see if everything was satisfactory, and Zenaida has brought a few things for her brief visit.
Well, she'll be popping in and out from over the next year or so.
Well, I thought it was just for this one time.
No, that's just a precautionary measure. You won't even notice her. And remember, you're getting big bucks today, right, partner?
Right.
I'll get the rest of her stuff. Okay.
The rest of her stuff? What?
Well, the honeymoon's sweet. I think I'll just stay over at my friend Tish's until this little farce is over.
Oh, hi, Mama.
Well, I see the gang's all here. Vint, I need to talk to you.
Yeah, fine, Mama. We'll talk later.
We'll talk now. I was hoping you'd come to your senses all by yourself, but I don't think you're going to. Vint, what you're trying to do has been exposed on 60 Minutes, and I'm not going to have TV cameras coming into my house.
Well, nothing like that's going to happen. Now, who can prove that I don't really love this girl? Matter of fact, I kind of like her.
Say,
And don't you leave me.
I have rather a full day, Thelma.
Fran, you have got to help me talk some sense into this lunatic.
Thelma, Vint is a grown man. If he wants to get married in this cold-blooded, sleazy way, I can't stop him.
What is so bad about making a little profit from marriage? When Jackie Onassis did it, everybody said, oh, goody, goody, she's some smart cookie. But when I do it, I'm a sleazo.
I guess it's just a question of style.
Sir, what is the matter with you? You act like you don't even care.
Thelma, I have a rather important layout to do for my paper today, and I'm just trying desperately to keep my wits clear, but... if you insist on knowing, I think that, aside from the fact this whole setup is illegal, it's just as good a reason to get married as any.
Oh, what in the world do you know about marriage anyway?
Now, you hold it, sister. If you are about to let go of one of those old maid wisecracks, I would strongly advise you to pull back. From what I have seen of marriage, including yours, I am glad I escaped it.
Well, at least I did something with my life. I had kids.
And I'm sick and tired of hearing how you got married and reproduced. As if that was some big accomplishment. Good Lord, Thelma. Mosquitoes can reproduce!
Oh, where did I go wrong with you? Lord knows you never were a perfect son.
Hi there, Miss Harper.
But at least you had some sense of values until you hooked up with this bum.
What'd you call me?
A bum, and a moron.
I'm not a bum.
And I resent you popping in and out of my house with strangers and beds and dragging my son from one saloon to another and introducing him to all these fly-by-night strangers.
He doesn't drag me anyplace. Now, you'll have to forgive her, Mr. Costa. Oh, she's just a little upset.
How dare you apologize to me in front of this heathen? I thought you were a religious bunch over there in Portugal with a church on every corner. How can you drag your niece through this marriage fiasco?
Believe me, it is regrettable. But it is the only way that she can obtain her citizenship in this country.
Well, she is welcome, I am sure, but you are going to have to find another way. Find her some flamenco dancer she can fall in love with. Marriage no good, Zenaida. Bad. Bad. Get good marriage or go back home. Worky, worky. Come back next year.
Calm down.
I will not calm down. I'm going to go down there. That's what I'm going to do. And when they say speak now or forever, hold your peace, by God, I'm going to speak. I'm going to say he doesn't even know this girl. He's only marrying her because he's got some half-witted friend here who's trying to help him make a quick buck.
No, Mama, you wouldn't do that.
You just watch me. And what the hell is this bird doing in here?
Vint, you better put a lid on your mama. If she squeals, you could get picked up for a felony.
Felony? You never told me that.
Well, I didn't know your mama was a fink.
Mama, did you hear that? If you do that, then I can go to jail. Is that what you want?
Well, you just go ahead and get married then. It'll never be said that I sent my own son to jail. You're going to wind up there anyway, though. Good Lord, the whole neighborhood knows about this by now. You know what a foghorn that Naomi is. And if she doesn't tell, somebody else will. And this bum here is probably going to try to blackmail you. I wouldn't put it past him. And when you wind up in jail, don't expect me to come and visit you.
Claude, you kept telling me this deal was... but more and more it's looking like... look, you're going to have to find somebody else.
I was thinking the same thing. Someone whose mother is dead.
I'm sorry. It's been very nice knowing you, but you're going to have to take your day bed and go.
And don't forget your bird.
Don't think I'm going to pay for the rental on the day bed.
Don't get your castanets in an uproar. I'll find somebody else for you. Somebody reliable.
Come on, Zenaida.
Ciao.
I don't know, Vin. I don't think you're ever going to make the big time.
Don't say anything, Mama.
I'm not going to say a word.
No rubbing it in?
Well, now, when do I ever do that? All I ever try to do is prevent people from making mistakes.
Okay.
And this was a doozy.
I thought you wasn't going to say anything.
Well, I wasn't, but you asked me a question, so I answered it. I'm sorry, I won't say another word.
Fine.
I hope next time something like this happens, you use your brains for a change.